Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, self-compassion, especially when it comes to our mental health. Ever feel like you're your own harshest critic? Like, that little voice in your head just won't let up, even when you're trying your best? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But what if I told you there's a way to be kinder to yourself, even during the toughest times? That's exactly what we're exploring today, how self-compassion can be a secret weapon for building resilience and actually taking care of that beautiful mind of yours. Now, before we dive in, remember, mental health is just as important as physical health. It's not a weakness to struggle, it's a human experience. And guess what? We all deserve a little extra love and understanding, especially when things get rough. So, let's get real and talk about how to cultivate that self-compassion muscle. First off, recognize that you're not alone. Seriously, everyone faces challenges, setbacks, and those moments where you just want to hide under the covers. It's okay. What matters is how we respond to these moments. Instead of beating ourselves up, which, let's face it, never really helps, try treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Next, practice mindful self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You know that feeling when you catch yourself spiraling into negativity? Stop right there. Acknowledge those thoughts, but don't let them define you. Remember, you're not your thoughts, you are the observer of your thoughts. Third, challenge negative self-talk. Ever notice how those inner critics can be absolute jerks? They just love to highlight our flaws and remind us of past mistakes. Well, it's time to call them out. When those negative voices creep in, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we saying it to ourselves? Replace those harsh criticisms with words of encouragement and support. Fourth, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and qualities that make us amazing. Take some time to appreciate your accomplishments, big and small. Remember those times you overcame challenges or achieved something you're proud of. Let those victories fuel your self-belief. Finally, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. Think about the people who love and support you, experiences that bring you joy, or even just the fact that you woke up this morning. These little moments of gratitude can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Speaking of shifting perspectives, let me share a quick story. A few months back, I was working on a big project, and everything felt overwhelming. Deadlines were looming, emails were piling up, and my brain was fried. I caught myself falling into that self-critical spiral, you know, the one, why am I so incompetent, I'll never get this done. But then I took a step back, practiced some deep breaths, and reminded myself, hey, Brandon, everyone goes through tough times. You've handled challenges before, and you can do it again. I shifted my focus to the things I could control, broke down the project into smaller tasks, and celebrated each milestone along the way. Guess what? I finished that project strong. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook, it's about creating a supportive inner environment where you can grow, learn, and thrive. It's about recognizing your worthiness of love and kindness, even when things are challenging. So remember this. You are capable, you are strong, and you are worthy of compassion. Now go out there, be kind to yourself, and build that resilient mind. What resonated with you the most from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below, I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy thing called life. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.